WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Major wildfires on both U.S. coasts. Nearly 3,000 firefighters are on the scene of California's mountain fire in Ventura County. On the other side of the country, ABC's Morgan Norwood has more on the deadly fire burning on the New York-New Jersey border.
The Jennings Creek fire burning in a rural area about 35 miles northwest of New York City. The 2,500-acre blaze, 0% contained, threatening more than two dozen structures. Conditions, tinder dry. And tragically, officials say 18-year-old Dariel Vasquez, a New York State Parks and Recreation aide, was killed battling the fire on Saturday.
Drought conditions across much of the eastern half of the country, the fire risk remaining elevated in many places. President-elect Donald Trump is naming Tom Homan as his new border czar. Homan is the former head of ICE, who said at a Republican National Convention this summer that illegal immigrants in the country should start packing their bags. Trump has promised mass deportations upon his inauguration. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Wisconsin wins at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers with an 87-56 win over Appalachian State. The Mountaineers jumped out to an early lead before Wisconsin took over, head coach Greg Gard.
The stretch in the first half of 15 straight possessions with stops, I think it's just guys gain confidence with it. I think we've become more physical and more aggressive. The fact that they're getting better connected with new guys, but the defensive end, I thought we finally started to put some things together like we've been talking about, and we'd shown in flashes, but not consistently over a stretch of time, so that's a good sign going forward.
NBA, the Bucks are at home tomorrow night against the Toronto Raptors. Milwaukee now 2-8 after losing yesterday to the Celtics, 113-107. Damian Lillard.
I mean, you want to win, especially a situation that we're in where you want to win games, you want to protect your home floor. We came out, you know, we had control of the game. You just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well, not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and talk about Veterans Day 2024. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down here by later this afternoon, and we will become mostly sunny today. Our high 43. Tonight, mostly clear 25. Tomorrow, sunshine 46. Wednesday, scattered rain with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pat Kreitlow.
This is producer Greg, and Pat's on vacation all next week, but don't worry, we got special guest hosts Todd Albaugh, Matt Rothschild, and Luke Mathers. Don't miss it.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
This is Matt and Pete Gunderson. We recently celebrated the life of Dan, a devoted motorcyclist who enjoyed the freedom of the road with other bikers. His celebration involved a final ride in the saddlebag of his best friend, just the way he wanted. Allow us to personalize every detail of a life well lived.
Let our family help your family.
Visit GundersonFH.com. Over 100 years as your hometown life celebration center.
The Joe Jim Rome Show.
DeAndre Hopkins is headed to KC in exchange for a fifth-round pick that might ultimately become a fourth-round pick. I like it a lot. I'm not saying that Nuke is what he used to be, but they don't need him to be. And they didn't really give up that much to get him anyway. So what they get is a rejuvenated Nuke, another target for Patrick, a guy who's going to make everybody else around him better. And again, he doesn't come at nearly as high a price as Cooper Kupp.
96.7 FM, 1670 AM.
The Zone.
Well, how was the weekend? Welcome to a Veterans Day Monday. This is the Midwest Farm Report. I am Pam Yonke. So glad you're along with us. Weather-wise, the sun is going to be along with us today. It's not necessarily going to be real warm, only expected to be about as warm as it is right now, falling to around 40 degrees by 5 this afternoon. Could be a little windy today, gusts up to 30 miles an hour, so plan for that when you're dressing the kids today. For tonight, clear, down to 29. Sunny tomorrow, high around 49. Wednesday, 50% chance, probably afternoon. Daytime highs on Wednesday, around 50 degrees. Stu Mocker, ag meteorologist, will be joining us in just a little bit with our Veterans Day forecast. Hey, rainfall reporters, did you pick up much moisture over the weekend? Go ahead and use our talk text line. That's 877-301-FARM. 877-301-3276.
How do you stay at the top of an industry for more than 117 years? By always improving what you offer while never changing who you are. For another year running, Dairyland Seed is raising the bar for performance with our best ever line of corn, soybean, and silage products designed specifically for success in the upper Midwest. And yet again, we're delivering those products with the same dedicated support and access to the right people with the right information as we always have. Seed performance that's never been seen before, delivered the way it always used to be. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Learn more at DairylandSeed.com.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above-ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance. But it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind, but the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
You might not necessarily notice it, but in Wisconsin, we're seeing a surging interest in pork production, raising hogs. What may turn out to be a really excellent project for kids at the county fair and through 4-H and FFA does sometimes evolve into a little bit more of a farmstead project with mom and dad carrying it on around the year. Jeff Morris is our University Extension swine specialist, and he recognizes that in Wisconsin, we've got a lot of different size operations, a lot of people with different goals, different ideas on where they want to end up. Jeff, tell me a little bit about your observations on Wisconsin pork. We mentioned that there have been some very lean years for our Wisconsin pork producers because of the marketplace, and yet the hog numbers at county fairs, at different events, show events, continue to thrive. What do you see when you look across the state?
Yeah, and we just continue to see that growth of young families and farm families and youngsters and youth interested in agriculture, that they want to be part of a project and get those leadership qualities, work ethic, and get to learn and be a part of that to build themselves for their future.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And though we were mentioning, Wisconsin does have a lot of different types of pork production. That makes it interesting for guys like you that are trying to work on programming.
You bet. We have, you know, you look at our southern tiers of counties with us bordering Minnesota, Illinois, and Iowa. Three very large swine production states that we have large commercial units that carry over and part of bigger systems within. But then as we go and we gravitate to the north, we see pasture systems. We see, you know, organic farms. We see small backyard operations, seasonal people that, feed pigs out in the spring of the year and then harvest them in the fall. So my programming, I say that I want to serve if you have one hog or a million hogs. And truly, it's still a pig. And the things that we do with a small operation to a large operation, those husbandry skills are still the same for all facets.
Now, for people that are completely disconnected from pork production today, Jeff, help them or walk them through how you strategically roll out some of your educational programming and why you do it the way you do it to try to reach the largest cume, shall we say, of audience.
Sure. And so my programming kind of revolves around that show pig and exhibition person as far as when the programming happens, because the commercial person is doing it 365 days a year. So my workshops and such can apply to them every day. But for my niche and exhibition producers, it's more seasonal. To where they breed those sows in July and August. So I have a reproduction workshop on focusing on getting those sows bred, taking care of that boar, collecting that boar if you're going to do artificial insemination in August. And then we look at, and coming up in 2 weeks on November 12th at the West Madison Research Facility, I will do a workshop on farrowing that sow, caring for that newborn pig all the way through getting that pig weaned. And so because most of the exhibition swine will be born in December, January, and February. Mm-hmm. And then as I work towards, while we have some time, the show pig symposium that I have in January focuses on that youth, whether it be nutrition, new rules, new management strategies, selection, showmanship. But then we also focus on biosecurity and be good stewards of the industry as well, too. And then I go ahead and conclude in the spring of the year as we focus on that grow finish swine and things that we can do to maximize growth and productivity on those farms.
Well, and timing, you know, that's the other thing about county fairs or any show for that matter. You want them in peak condition at just the right time. And boy, that can get tricky. The phrase "you eat like a hog," folks, that applies. You've got to know how to manage these rascals.
Absolutely. Our ability to what we do from a nutrition standpoint, we should take some advice on what we feed our pigs on our own diets, because we truly do. There is so much work done to make sure that we are producing a good, wholesome product for the consumer and doing that in a way that's still profitable for our producers at the same time as well.
Now, you mentioned November 12th. It's going to be about the sow from basically birth to weaning at the West Ag Research Station off Mineral Point Road in Madison. Are you going to have a live hog there? Is this going to be offered virtual? Jeff, no. You said you're in charge of the Facebook page, so I'm trying to see where I can send them.
You bet. Look at Wisconsin Livestock Facebook for more information. We will not have a live pig there. One of the things why I have it at that facility is because of the biosecurity concerns. We have some viruses that crop up during the winter months, and this is a very critical time for our producers that are farrowing those sows. So I want to go to an environment where there's no pig within many, many miles. So, and that's why we focus on and host this event at that one. Some of my others get more hands-on, and we'll actually see pigs and incorporate the live animal into that. But for this one, we want to do the right thing and make sure that we're in a secure, biosecure environment.
Jeff Morris is in studio with me. He's our University Extension swine specialist. Again, if you want to kind of follow his series, go to Livestock?
It's Wisconsin Livestock Extension.
Wisconsin Livestock Extension on Facebook. He'll frequently be posting updates there. And then remember on November 12th at the West Ag Research Station, a live face-to-face learning experience. Let's talk a little bit about some of the high point items that you want to bring up during that event, Jeff, because if I'm new, I may not know what I'm getting into. I may not know how interesting it can get when mama starts popping out babies about every minute. And you're talking about could be a big litter of more than eight. Hogs have a temperament you've got to be mindful of. Tell me a little bit about some of the big items you're going to be touching on there.
Sure. So last year we focused on the sow and that whole farrowing process. And so we want to do something different this year. And we're going to talk about on that baby pig survivability and the, everything that we can do to make sure from a standpoint of just like any animal, colostrum is very important. What the role of colostrum in ensuring that that animal gets its right amount of colostrum. And then we want to make sure that environment's right. Mama sow and baby pig basically need two different temperatures to be the most comfortable in. So we talk about some zone heating and some type of things there and things we need to do to make sure that that baby pig is healthy and we maximize how many survive that whole process before they're weaned and go on to a further step.
Yeah, given it being, we'll say, sow side while she's delivering, kind of critical, you want them to take some steps basically as soon as that baby's born, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's from the very start that pigs are deficient in iron right off the bat. So we give them supplemental iron to help with their blood supply and how that feeling, and from an antibiotic because the birthing process can be difficult. So we just want to make sure and punch them through to where they get off to the best possible start they can.
Do you also advise wolf teeth immediately, clip their pigtails?
You know, that used to be a common practice, and now...
I'm old, Jeff.
Yeah, that used to clip those needle teeth were one of the important things, and truly, we've kind of went away from that's not as important now. Okay. So now, if a producer still does it, great, but it's one of those things where we've almost found like the risk of infection and such from those that procedure kind of outweighed any benefit that we might have.
Okay, good deal. Well, see, those are the kinds of questions that you might want to ask, as I just did, and get the correct answer because Jeff Morris is now in state with us, our University Extension swine specialist. Like he said, November 12th, he's focusing in on the first of his series for pork producers in Wisconsin. The first one will be about that sow and about that piglet as it is born, trying to make sure that both end up in an ideal situation. Like we said, they're active on Facebook. Tell us that slug again where we've got to look for it.
Yep, Wisconsin Livestock Extension.
Wisconsin Livestock Extension on Facebook can help you get in the loop of information that Jeff Morris is providing for us. Again, like we said, he's our University Extension swine specialist, the first of his educational series for 2024-2025 comes up on November 12th at the West Ag Research Station off Mineral Point Road in Madison. Along with Jeff Morrison Studio, I'm Pam Yonke.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show. Right now, at a time like this, you are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of Civic Media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voice. Heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, it's not all doom and gloom. Jody Habish-Sinikin, Wisconsin's 8th Senate District. She won. Plus, Harvey K. will talk about what happened and what comes next. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
About 2 tenths in Burlington. Up north, Stan had about 3 tenths. Pretty light overall, huh, Stu?
Mostly. I do see Mayville here reporting 5 tenths, a half an inch. My friend John at Armstrong, 4 tenths. And a lot lighter after that, where was Racine? 15 hundredths of an inch. Just not a whole lot of rain, but more moisture. And the system that brought that rain starting to clear out. The cool front crossing through central Wisconsin already this morning. Rain indicated mostly off to the north, up around Lake Superior, northern Lake Michigan. So we're not going to worry about that. Today, a bigger factor, some temperatures that are fairly mild early this morning, like nearly 50 at Fond du Lac, that will drop during the day, dropping into the lower 40s. Western and northwest Wisconsin probably staying about where you are right now this morning. So a cooler day, but the sun will break on out. We'll have some sunshine Tuesday, and those temperatures rebound, still a little above normal. But the next rain chance, a system all the way from the Pacific Northwest will drive in a big hurry. And Wednesday into Wednesday night, the next chance of rain around, we could talk again some near quarter to half inch amounts. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compere Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compere.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above-ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/no-pests.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You're grateful for all the ways technology can connect us. Unfortunately, there are online scammers who want to take advantage. Malicious viruses, phishing scams, and identity theft are more prevalent than ever. That's why Rural Mutual includes cybersecurity protection as an option on every policy.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Alrighty, Stu, let's have that forecast, buddy.
All right. Well, clouds, but skies will be clearing out. If you're clearing out already, you're on the fortunate side. Some clouds around, more sunshine, but those temps, like I say, in the west and northwest, steady, falling elsewhere, and west and northwest winds will be at 5 to 15. They'll be gusts to 30 or stronger today, clearing it out and a little cooler, most likely dropping down to 30 and below. A lot of cool air overnight with the north wind at 5 to 10. A sunny day Tuesday in the north, only pushing back into the mid-40s, closer to 50 in southern Wisconsin. Winds become southeast at 5 to 10. And Wednesday, some rain chance, Pam, with some clouds, upper 40s, more likely a 50 here and there, but a little damp right through midweek and then mild and dry later.
Appreciate the rainfall reports this morning. 0.4 inch of rain north of Burnett. I'm seeing also a 1/3 inch in Two Rivers from Rusty. Thank you for that. And I'm looking for your rainfall reports if you've got them. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Ag weather this morning brought to you courtesy of our friends from Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial. Whether you're in agriculture or looking for that little slice of paradise out in the country, visit compeer.com and you'll find resources available right there.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. State and federal election officials term most problems encountered in the November 5th presidential election as routine, with quickly discredited bomb threats and ballot shortages among the worst issues of the day. The hoax bomb threats, which the FBI quickly traced to a Russian domain, briefly affected some precincts in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Most locations were operational in less than an hour. In Fulton County, Georgia, 32 precincts received threats, according to the Associated Press. In Cumbria County, Pennsylvania, a ballot printing issue prevented reading by the optical scanners, according to the New York Post. Working ballots arrived by 1:15 and were used for the remainder of the day. Polling hours were extended due to the problem. In Boston, WBUR reports that the Massachusetts Secretary of State is investigating ballot shortages in 5 to 10 precincts. The state had provided adequate ballots, but apparently city election officials didn't distribute all that was allocated to the precincts and didn't answer the phone when the calls came in for more. In Milwaukee, access panels to power and USB ports on some optical ballot readers were unsecured when over 30,000 of the over 106,000 absentee ballots were tabulated, according to VoteBeat. The panels were secured, the machines reset, and the affected ballots were rerun. We've linked to the local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the news staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, yeah. But I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, bye. Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Major wildfires on both U.S. coasts. Nearly 3,000 firefighters are on the scene of California's mountain fire in Ventura County. On the other side of the country, ABC's Morgan Norwood has more on the deadly fire burning on the New York-New Jersey border.
The Jennings Creek fire burning in a rural area about 35 miles northwest of New York City. The 2,500-acre blaze, 0% contained, threatening more than 24 structures. Conditions, tinder dry. And tragically, officials say 18-year-old Dariel Vasquez, a New York State Parks and Recreation aide, was killed battling the fire on Saturday.
Drought conditions across much of the eastern half of the country, the fire risk remaining elevated in many places. President-elect Donald Trump is naming Tom Homan as his new border czar. Homan is the former head of ICE, who said at a Republican National Convention this summer that illegal immigrants in the country should start packing their bags. Trump has promised mass deportations upon his inauguration. This is ABC News.
Wisconsin wins at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers with an 87-56 win over Appalachian State. The Mountaineers jumped out to an early lead before Wisconsin took over, head coach Greg Gard.
The stretch in the first half of 15 straight possessions with stops, I think it's just guys gaining confidence with it. I think we've become more physical and more aggressive. The fact that they're getting better connected with new guys, but the defensive end, I thought we finally started to put some things together like we've been talking about, and we'd shown in flashes, but not consistently over a stretch of time. So that's a good sign going forward.
NBA, the Bucks are at home tomorrow night against the Toronto Raptors. Milwaukee now 2-8 after losing yesterday to the Celtics, 113-107. Damian Lillard.
You want to win, especially a situation that we're in where you want to win games, you want to protect your home floor. We came out, you know, we had control of the game. Just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well, not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, is in the host chair for the Maggie Dawn Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down here by later this afternoon, and we will become mostly sunny today. Our high 43. Tonight, mostly clear 25. Tomorrow, sunshine 46. Wednesday, scattered rain with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till...
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
He might be in the best shape that he's been, physically at least, since back in week one. And again, let's let this thing play out. I remember, Evo, we were doing this last year at this point in time, and Green Bay was 3-6, and everybody was talking about moving on and where, you know, do they need to use a first-round pick on a quarterback? Obviously, you're not going to re-sign Jordan Love because the passer rating wasn't all that high, Evo, and he, you know, and then he put together a second half that was something that, you know, Rodgers and Favre would have killed for. I mean, he was all world in the second half when they went 6-2, and he threw 23 touchdowns and one pick over the last really 9.5 games. It was absolutely remarkable. So let's see how this whole thing plays out. Like I mentioned to you the other day, I think these are very common hiccups with a guy in his second year as a starter at quarterback. He's more comfortable in the system, more comfortable in the offense.
Welcome back on a Veterans Day Monday. It's the Midwest Farm Report. I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. Speaking of Veterans Day, you know, a lot of our military forces come from rural communities. And in turn, a lot of those military folks return to rural communities. Ben Jarbo is going to join us with a story of how one veteran found his way back to agriculture. Stick around. On this, the Veterans Day Monday, it is the 11th day of November. What can I tell you? On this day in 1964, the Rolling Stones played Milwaukee. They were at the Milwaukee Auditorium, played to a little bit more than 1,200 fans. Cost of a front row seat, $5.50. Rolling Stones play Milwaukee on this day back in 1964. On this day in 1918, World War One ended. Armistice was signed to formally end the war. On this day in 1926, approval of numbered highways in the United States. Under the system, odd-numbered highways run north to south, while even-number highways run east to west. How about that? Started on this day back in 1926. Lots of happy birthdays today. Happy birthday to actress Calista Flockhart, Mrs. Harrison Ford. She is 60 years young. Demi Moore turns 62 today. Actor Stanley Tucci is 64. And Leonardo DiCaprio, he turns 50 today. And now you know, as I said, it is Veterans Day. And a lot of folks in rural communities have strong connections to the military. Ben Jarbo brings us a story about how one military veteran found his way back to agriculture.
Here at the Midwest Farm Report, we would like to thank all the veterans that sacrificed so much to protect our country and keep us free. I am Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and as part of our thank you, I was able to talk to Calvin, an Air Force veteran who is now a service technician at Sloan Implement in Mount Horeb, to give us a view into his life in the military with some of the memories, as well as a look into what his transition back into civilian life was like.
After high school, I joined Air Force in 93 and spent 20 years till 2013 and retired.
What was your job when you were in the military?
I was a heavy equipment diesel mechanic.
What all did that entail? What are some of your experiences you had with it, whether they were fun or not so fun?
I was good. It was anything with wheels ground up and aircraft towing vehicles down to four-wheelers and you name it. We did it all.
Did you have a favorite type of machine you like to work on while you're in the military?
Can't remember just anything. I mean, it was all good times, different bases, different vehicles. So,
what were some of the bases that you were at?
Germany, Spangdahlem for 2 years, and then Florida for 6, California for 3, Washington State for 6, Montana for 1, and deployments here and there everywhere.
Out of those places, did you have a favorite of any of the places that you were deployed that just was more comfortable than others?
Washington, I enjoyed. It was different out of any of them because it was special tactics, and It was a lot of fun.
And when you came back, did you come right back and start working at John Deere's mechanic right away?
It was pretty close. I mean, I stuck with the same career field and when I retired, so.
How did being a mechanic in the military help prepare you to be a mechanic here? Or did it help? Or are there a lot of things that are pretty different? Or how's the translation there?
The training and the work ethics are good, but I've always enjoyed tearing things apart and fixing them. So do what you love.
And when you're stationed deployed in other places, was it always hard to go get adjusted to new place, going from place to place throughout your deployments and stations?
No, I'm pretty used to traveling and being stationed somewhere else, so the change was nothing.
Do you enjoy being back stateside and working around here then?
Yeah, getting out was a big change. It's my first time owning a house and enjoying retirement and keeping busy.
Through your military experiences, what is a memory that you have that you just love?
I just love the people you worked with and deploying and just kind of the camaraderie.
Is there anything else you would like to say to your fellow veterans or just anyone who's interested in a transition from military to civilian life?
The jobs were out there. Everything kind of fell into place for me, so hopefully it does for everybody else.
Calvin says that during his time in the military, he also enjoyed being in Florida as it allowed him to spend time on the beach. While he was stationed there, he was also part of helping prepare evacuation sites for Hurricane Katrina. Here at the Midwest Farm Report, we would like to once again thank our veterans that helped protect our country and keep it free. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
You know, despite the weather challenges, our corn and soybean crop didn't end up too bad in Wisconsin. The latest update from the National Ag Statistical Service released on Friday pegs Wisconsin's corn crop at 181 bushel to the acre on average. That's actually up 5 bushel to the acre compared to last year. Soybeans, not quite that strong. 49 bushel to the acre on average, what they pegged us this year. That's down 2 bushel compared to last year's average. Potatoes, 25.1 million hundredweight of potatoes produced this year. That's actually down 12% compared to last year. We had 66,000 acres of spuds that we grew this year. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning are looking actually halfway firm. Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is currently trading about 100 points stronger. Right now, we've got the December corn currently unchanged at 431. March corn unchanged at 444. January soybeans are up 7 right now at 1037. November next year beans are up a penny, 1053. December wheat is down 11 on a Monday morning at 561. July new crop wheat down a dime, 595. On Friday in Chicago, barrel cheese dropped 3.25 cents to 176.75. 40-pound black cheese was down 3 at 172. Double A butter on Friday finished the week down 1.25 cents at 265 a pound. The December Class 3 milk is up 8 right now at 19.15 a hundredweight. January milk up a penny at 19.14 a hundredweight. The renewable fuels industry is hopeful about improvements in 2025 for renewable fuels thanks to the Trump administration. Troy Bredenkamp is the Senior Vice President for Government and Public Affairs with the Renewable Fuels Association. He said if Trump is anything like he was during his first term, we should see some enhancements with E15 use.
He has supported year-round E15 from the start, so we're certainly going to urge him in the months ahead to work with Congress. You know, it can't be an executive order solution this time. It's going to have to be a legislative solution. I think that the new Trump administration will make every effort to pull back that EPA tailpipe emissions. And we're right in the middle of that as well. We're in that lawsuit because we see that rule as going too far. And it really represents a de facto EV mandate.
That's Troy Bredenkamp. He is the Senior Vice President for Government and Public Affairs with the Renewable Fuels Association. He said the Biden EPA had approved summertime E15 use, but only in 8 Midwest states and only starting next year. So he says hopefully with the Trump administration, we'll see some expanded opportunity for E15 and in turn ethanol in general. We mentioned earlier that it is Veterans Day. Another story that you might want to check out at MidwestFarmReport.com is about a program that was going on at UW River Falls last week. It was all about Patriot Canines. Basically, Lonnie Ruthaber from Wausau is a veteran that found himself facing a lot of anxiety, difficult emotions, anger, etc. when he left the military. And he just casually started training dogs. It was a hobby. Well, what he found out is by training dogs, it eased some of that anxiety. And that's turned into Patriot Canines, a nonprofit organized for basically training dogs as service opportunities for veterans who are impacted by military-related post-traumatic stress. He said that it started in 2017. The organization has graduated 103 teams of service dogs paired with veterans. Today, the organization employs 8 staff and has between 50 and 60 volunteers at any given time. Again, the name of it, Patriot Canines. We've got a story up about Lanny and a presentation he made at UW River Falls, available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. Hey, while you're there, check out details on my upcoming tour to Spain and Portugal. Not only will we see beautiful cultural highlights and all kinds of history, we're going to investigate Spain and Portugal agriculture, olives, wine, Iberian hog production, things I've never thought about, and cork. Have you ever stopped to think where cork comes from? Well, apparently, Spain and Portugal lead the world in production. It's all available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. Check it out and plan to join me beginning April 5th.
Can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stay tuned as we'll be right back.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we continue looking for California guy Eric Hovde, and we'll hear from Mr. Global Matt Randolph, oil and gas expert. He's fantastic. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
President of Sustainability and Export Marketing for our friends at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and joins us now. So paint me a little bit of a picture, Lisa, on what you're seeing as far as the global trend, maybe not just on consumption, but what those international buyers are looking for, be it flavor profiles, be it the story we tell. What are you seeing?
Sure. Hi. So from a global perspective, we're seeing a lot of interest in Wisconsin dairy products. Over the past 8 months, within the export space, we've seen a really large increase in cheese exports, which is terrific for us. We've seen about a 21% increase over a year ago, which is great. So we're really seeing a lot of interest in that. And part of that interest is really talking about the stories that Wisconsin dairy products and farms and processors can talk about when we talk about the products that come out of Wisconsin.
What kind of stories are they interested in, Lisa? Is it, right down to the individual animals? Is it just how Wisconsin farmers care for the land, or is it kind of a change-up depending on market?
Well, it's starting really on the farm, talking about sustainability is a global topic. And so talking about the great practices that our Wisconsin dairy farmers have implemented for generations, across our state, dairy farmers have really been shaped by the hard work and the sustainability practices that they've been doing on farm for many generations. As we know, about 99% of our farms are family owned. And so keeping that land strong for future is really important. And so sharing those stories from the farm, talking about how our dairy farmers take care of the animals through, nutrition and veterinary care, to taking care of the land through the practices that they implement from crop cover to, limited till. And of course, taking care of water and, reusing water multiple times on a farm are all stories that we tell to tell the whole sustainability story from Wisconsin.
Yeah, like you said, these are practices that have been going on generationally on most of our Wisconsin farms. Are those messages resonating not just with international buyers that may know nothing about Wisconsin per se, but what about, our neighbors here in the state or our neighbors in other states? Are they even interested in that same kind of messaging?
Yeah, well, if we look at, within our state, we know about 80% of Wisconsin consumers believe and trust that Wisconsin dairy farmers care for their land and their water, and they're continuously looking for ways to improve. And so that belief, 80% is really high. So that belief allows us to continue building trust and confidence and reinforces that what Wisconsin's dairy farmers do every day, taking care of their land and their water and their animals, to have the best farming practices that can help deliver the best dairy products. That, of course, the 90% of those dairy products are made into cheese. So that whole story provides some foundation to what makes Wisconsin America's Dairyland.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. If you're just joining us, Lisa Ramotowski is along with us, Vice President of Sustainability and Export Marketing for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. You know, the points she's making are all informational tidbits you can find at wisconsindairy.org. So don't forget about that website as we go forward. So let's talk a little bit about the farmer portion of this story, Lisa. I know a lot of farmers are doing a lot of fantastic things on the land. You know, I'm guessing that you'd like them to be sharing more of that on a broader platform. Is that part of this conversation as well?
Yeah. So, again, knowing that consumers trust the dairy farmers is an opportunity for dairy farmers to use their voice, to talk about what they do every day. And sustainability is one of those practices that consumers are very interested in. And so, you know, leaning into the fact that we've got a really strong, solid consumer trust base and that they want to hear the stories that dairy farmers do from their voice, their experiences with their families. And so when you think about how you can share it, it's things you do every day, from what you do, why you do it, and what does it result in. And so thinking about, you know, a land practice, talking about a crop cover, you know, why you are rotating crops or why you are planting a cover crop, what that then results in is, you know, potentially a healthier soil, a better crop yield, less water use, and providing those stories of the simple practices that you do every day for a consumer helps them feel more confident and have a better feel about Wisconsin dairy and will be looking to purchase more.
And basically everything you're talking about, Lisa, are things that farmers have been doing on their operations generationally. Lisa Ramotowski along with us, the Vice President of Sustainability and Export Marketing with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. If you want to find out more about the sustainability story that our Wisconsin dairies are telling, or if you're a dairy operation that wants to find more tools on how you can tell the story of sustainability on your operation, go to wisconsindairy.com.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please tell me while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
A risk management consultant worries out loud about declining U.S. ag exports. Today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back to back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The U.S. share of agricultural export trade has taken a bit of a nosedive. Listen to Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company.
I got in this business in 1979, and at that point, the U.S. control of world agricultural trade was up around 62%. Today, as we calculated at Ag Resource, we're sitting around 12.3%. So you can see the big diminishment, if you will, of U.S. ag's prowess and presence in the world agricultural trade.
Bossi points the finger first at China.
I think that's the biggest problem that American agriculture will have, and somehow we need to get their attention. And China used to be our biggest ag customer back in 2023. They've now slipped to third place within that list, maybe down $10 or $11 billion.
Bossy thinks part of that is because Chinese farmers are not able to make a profit, and their government may be trying to protect them. As a result, he says China is likely to break some trade promises it already made.
And I'm really wondering down the road if where we are politically, if China will adhere to its WTO commitment, which is to import 9 million tons of wheat, 7 million tons of corn. I'm becoming a little doubtful that they see that as an important commitment going forward.
Bossy appeared in a recent episode of the AgriPulse program, Open Mic. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we're all about Madison as I welcome comedian Johnny Beaner back to the show, and then WMDX morning show radio legends John Peterson and Gordy Young join the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show right now at a time like this. You are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.